This is a download from LBC. Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. Nice to have your company. Thank you very much indeed for all your texts and emails this morning. The one thing that we've noticed today is that as you head towards Christmas, all the celebrities are out en masse because they're going to parties. Some are sort of celebrities who don't actually seem to do anything. They just turn up to parties. And, of course, that means that we can have an absolute field day with them. And the first look now is the Celebrity Big Brother house. This comes in January. And Emma Willis has promised a stellar lineup. I think it's January the 7th it comes out. Gone are the modern and minimalist furnishings. This time they've got chandeliers, a grand banqueting table. It'll be, I mean, it's very sweet, but at the same time, it's just, you know, it's the same old dreary people who don't have, you know, anything to do with their life. They have dropped hints that it's going to be some of the following people. Callum Best... A bigger waste of space you'd be hard pushed to find. What it is you do, love, you don't do anything. Keith Chegwin, he could be interesting. Jake Quickenden, well, he's only just walked out of one show. He's a failure. And they've also said Katie Hopkins, Daniela Westbrook, Patsy Kensit. I mean, to be honest with you, if Patsy Kensit does it, I'll be really disappointed. I mean, she surely can't need the work. And Ryland's going to be doing something on it. One of the worst presenters we've ever seen on the television. But there you go. Never let it spoil a really dull programme. I was a bit annoyed, says Mark Ronson. Unimpressed with Fleur East covering Uptown Funk before his song's official release. He didn't realise that the talent show contestant's cover version was also going to be released as a single. So he's forced to bring forward the song's release date. I can well imagine. But he insists he doesn't begrudge her for covering the song, which was Simon Cowell's choice. I suppose better to be covered, I mean, if it sells anything at all. But again, you see, she's doing cover versions, already a cover of something, which means that it's doomed. I don't think it's going to make any difference to Mark Ronson at all. Nicole Scherzinger, she's in Cats at the moment, and she was wearing a crop top. Something odd about people wearing crop tops over a certain age. I mean, she is over 25, isn't she? What on earth is she wearing a crop top for? And also a very sort of funny little hat kind of arrangement. I suppose, I mean, do you think there is a shop where celebrities go and they find funny outfits for them to wear? Because I never see normal people wearing this. They call her an American star, and they say she was very glamorous. In fact, she's wearing as much makeup troweled onto her face as you could actually sort of ever find. It's quite a big deal, Kat. It's good. But it was always nobody. It was always nobody's in the parts. And that's what made it the show it was. I've seen it, oh, so many times. I loved it. Loved it as a show. Really, really good. Brian Blessed, I think, was in the original cast. And who else was in it? Oh, there was all sorts of people. All sorts of people who were just... It was just marvellous. It was just a great, great show. Elizabeth Hurley sharing a revealing naked bath selfie. Slightly disturbing. After doing a hard day's antique shopping. She's ever so pretty, you know. She's ever so pretty. We have done her on the programme, as you know. I had to go down to a studio to do her, but she was good. She was good. New hair, don't care. This is somebody called Ashleen Horgan Wallace. Now, we mentioned her the other day. We don't know who she is. I mean, they say that she's ditched her trademark blonde locks. I mean, to be honest with you, I've looked at a picture of her. I don't know who she is. Is she just another one of these bimbo types? I'm in the dark. And then somebody said, oh, no, she was on... she was on Big Brother. So was she? As what? They said she was on as a contestant. And I said, well, I'm amazed. They say here she's a TV personality. Really? On what? What TV programme personality show would she ever be on? Anyway, she's not much of anything, really, except a funny thing. Oh, here's Michelle Keegan. And bringing some Christmas cheer in an LBD. I don't know what that is, actually. An LBD. I don't, we'll come up with that. As her fiancé denies he's too tired for sex. She's been to Selfridges, and she obviously couldn't be bothered to wrap it, so she just sort of stuck a ribbon on it, which is very sweet, lovely, and because she's not working at the moment. They're hoping to find her something in the not-too-distant future. I don't know how far down the line we have to wait, but she was sharing a giggle with her agent. Oh, God, you know it's a bad sign when you have to go out with your agent for the photo shoot. And we'll wait and see what happens there. Nadia Ford is finally returning to Ireland. Thank the Lord for that one. Off you go. Off you go. Bye, 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 bye. Stay there. Stay there, because nobody had ever heard of you before, darling. And so she was thrilled to see her friends, Rob Murphy and Holly Lynch, at Dublin Airport. And also to see that photographer you'd booked. That was lucky, wasn't it? To actually have the photographer there. And so she was with her two friends. And they were clearly pleased to see her. He looks somewhat odd, whoever he is, Rob Murphy. Probably just a friend, probably a nobody, I'm afraid. And so she got given a bunch of tatty old roses. And again, she's got a calendar. Oh, of course she has. But of course, had she not gone on I'm a Celebrity, there wouldn't have been a calendar, because nobody knows who she is. Jessica Wright and Jasmine Wally. Good Lord, Jessica Wright's still going, is she? And they went out on Wednesday night. They went to Elliot Wright's 34th birthday celebrations at Sheesh Bar and Restaurant in Chigwell. And Jasmine Wallier arriving looking like, you know, last turkey in the shop. Jessica Wright, way too much makeup, darling. I mean, really, you're looking worse and worse. I mean, I know you're old and I know you think you're putting lots on. I think you've obviously stayed too long in front of the mirror because this is just troweling it on. Jasmine Wallier, I don't know where she's come from. No idea. She's on the programme, but not particularly brilliant. Chloe Sims was there as well. I think she's obviously backtracking, even though Chloe Sims is only 33. Really? I thought she was about 40. Seriously, I mean, she's either wearing somebody else's hair on her head. And then Tommy Mallett, who's a girl, apparently. Oh, no, it's a man. Turned up with Giorgio Cusu, whoever she is. I don't know. All we know is that there's a lot of makeup and a lot of old tarts. And here's Lydia Dim. She can't, you know, honestly, why you'd ever want to buy fashion from this poor old biddy, I've got no idea. Here she is, wearing an outfit and wearing snakeskin-type boots. I mean, it just doesn't go. I mean, she's obviously got no idea about clothes whatsoever. I mean, really. I don't know who else was there. I don't know whether or not somebody invited Gemma Collins. I suppose if there was a limited buffet, you don't want to invite her, do you? Elliot Wright was there chatting with his girlfriend because he's now back. He's now back with Chloe Sims, which is great because she didn't have anybody to go out with at all. And he's slightly dodgy. James Locke with his girlfriend, Danielle Armstrong. The best thing you could say about him is he's slightly peculiar. And who else? Nobody. I can't find Gemma Collins, which is a bit of a worry, because normally she's sort of there. But you did get Tommy and Lewis Bluer, who turned up. Nice to see they've made the effort of not dressing up at all, really. Triple firing, Daniel, Roisin and Solomon missing out on a spot in The Apprentice. Now, because I don't watch The Apprentice, I've got no idea who these people are. So now you've got Bianca Miller and Mark Wright battling it out for the final. But as I don't know who they are, it doesn't really help, does it? Harry Styles, strolling around New York. That's all he does nowadays, doesn't he? He sort of strolls around, looking a bit like something out of Tim Burton's Beetlejuice. And that's it. But luckily, always with a photographer with him, so they can get lots of pictures. He's obviously a brand new coat. You can tell when somebody's wearing a brand new coat. Natalie Cassidy, apparently, is a busy mother of one with a demanding career in television. Really? What television career would that be, darling? Do tell. And with the countdown to Christmas, Natalie was keen to run the last few errands. Unfortunately, she'd made no effort to dress up for it at all. And obviously had no idea there was going to be a cameraman there. They say she was wearing a pair of denim, tight denim jeans. I thought she was wearing tracksuit bottoms. And she had a plastic washing bag in the other hand. They said she allowed her natural beauty to shine through by keeping her face makeup free. I'm not sure whether I should be that rude. I don't think actually Natalie Cassidy's got any natural beauty. I mean, seriously, I mean, look. Natural beauty. What natural beauty is that? God's truth. Paris Hilton went to Winter Wonderland. Oh, God, what does she look like? Honestly, people taking pictures of her going, who is it? And they're going, it's Paris Hilton. Really? Why does she look really so ridiculous? Well, because she looks ridiculous. And she went on some of the rides. Sam Bailey has revealed her contract with Psycho has ended. So now this was something we revealed the other day. We don't know if it's coming back again or if she's going to get another one. But as I've said before, she doesn't need to worry. She is a singer. She can go out and sing. Whether or not she wants to actually go out and record the songs that they want her to record, I've got no idea. Robert Pattinson has been house hunting. He was going out with his girlfriend. She's the pop star, FKA Twigs. What? FKA Twig. Who's that, for God's sake? I've never even heard of her. She looks a bit odd. Is she well known? Oh, her real name is Talia Debrett Barnett. Oh, God. And so he's currently living in the Hollywood Hills, but he wants to return with Gloucestershire-born Twigs. Oh, right, is she a big star? Have I missed out on this one or something? Is Twigs big? Is she well known? Or No, she's not well known either. She comes from Gloucestershire, I'm afraid, so not a lot you can say about that. And Talisa, performing her new single on This Morning, looking good. I told you she would. What did they say? People were saying to me, how should she make her comeback? I said, release a single and just be good about everything. You know, she's had a really sort of crap year, many would say. Michelle Heaton, two gym selfies. Oh, God, we're not going to have to suffer with that, are we, Michelle? We're going to have to suffer with you doing a workout DVD. Yeah, she must be. She must be doing fitness motivation. And so they're obviously sort of trying to get some DVD in the shops after Christmas. But as I've said to you before, do not waste your money on any celebrity DVDs. Want a diet and an exercise package? Go to the doctor. They will sort it out for you free of charge. Free of charge, ladies and gentlemen. Madonna fears an insider is helping a thief steal her personal photos and unreleased music. As if we care. And Blake Lively taking pregnancy cravings to extremes as she indulges in cookery lessons with a Top Chef winner. I don't know who Blake Lively is, but I'm sure she's absolutely marvellous. Ellie Goulding to spend Christmas Eve volunteering at a homeless shelter. Well, that's good, isn't it? And then she's going to go home and cook for her boyfriend. She's with Dougie Pointer. And she says, I'm volunteering all day. I've done it for a few years. It's fun and part of the reason I run my gigs. And so that's a nice thing to do, isn't it? You get brownie points for that one. She's lived in London for 7 years, and if that's what she wants to do, good for her. Carl Fogarty's family have been offered a reality TV series. Oh, God, what on earth for? It would focus on his home life in Blackburn. There's talk of us doing an Osborne-type reality show. We've been approached. Our two daughters would need to be on board too. Oh, God, you'd be a fool to go for something like that. And Kelly Brook ignores David McIntosh and Ashley Horgan-Wallace drama as she shares a glam selfie on her way to work again. She obviously has got, you know, there's something the matter with her. She's either out with people or not out with people or is out with people. Mark Wright has hits back and claims he's too tired to have sex with his fiancée. And he says here, I've been waltzing around the bedroom because I'm tired all the time and in pain. Well, it's tough, isn't it? It's very tough, but there you go. I'm sure everything will work out fine. And Simon Cowell's girlfriend, Lauren Silverman, in Barbados, so she's cuddling their son, Eric, which is lovely because Eric's here. Obviously with a sun hat on. Actually, it must be quite nice. They seem to have dogs as well. Now, whether or not you can just take your dogs out there or whether you just rent them for the period, I do not know. And finally, exes Kate Hudson and Matt Bellamy pictured together since the first time they split. They were having breakfast with Son Bingham. I'm going for breakfast as well. So I shall leave you in the capable hands of, probably another podcast, I shouldn't wonder. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 4 a.m. on LBC. It's Friday. We'll have a couple of clips as well for the In Conversation at the weekend. The Hairy Bikers and Mr. Clarkson and Mr. Hammond from Top Gear will be with us as well. So it's 4 for the price of 2 for this weekend's In Conversation. Have a great day, everybody. Manage to get everything done as quickly as possible, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye.
Listen to Steve Allen live every weekday from 4 till 6:30 on LBC.